This poem is called The Man Who Loved Only Numbers. I have an erudition number of 7. I authored a paper with Belkin, who in turn authored with Roklin, both brilliant minds in love with satirizing the Russian motherland. When I met Roklin, he played MP3s of God Save the Tsar while MPEG soldiers marched down Red Square. Roklin told tales of wooden fighter planes and inflatable tanks to fool U.S. reconnaissance. Belkin told tales mostly of Roklin. Both published with Greengard, a Yale crony, whom Belkin wanted to bury by finding a better algorithm for the radon transform. For Belkin, each paper was a manifesto. Greengard's advisor, Jeffrey Hill, published with Jay Stanton, senior fellow at Illinois, who published with Ronald Graham. Graham worked his way through grad school as a trampoline artist and taught colleagues to juggle for small carnival shows. Graham met Erdős in Boulder, 1963, over ping pong and number theory. Graham would soon become chaperone and guardian for Erdős, who couldn't cook, clean, or do his own taxes. Graham's wife Lucy once cleaned up when Erdős stabbed a carton of tomato juice with a butter knife because he couldn't open it. But Erdős didn't stay for long, or anywhere for long. He was a nomad who showed up without warning at a colleague's door and wanted to do math for 3 days straight. Mathematicians turn coffee into theorems, he'd say. He wandered like this across the globe, like Paul of old, with no purse nor scrip, preaching the gospel of mathematics, as he called it. Both Pauls published a monument. But for biblical Paul, God was good. He gloried in tribulation for Christ Jesus' sake. For Paul Erdős, God was the supreme fascist who created us to enjoy our suffering. The sooner we die, he said, the sooner we fool his plans. Born a Jew in Hungary, Paul fled from rising Germany. He never married nor cared to. Belkin, too, had fled from Jewish prejudice. He was a foreigner with a respectable accent, who corrected my English until I'd known him for years. He insisted that we publish manifestos which turned our papers into nightmares. My frustrations in that office spilled into my personal life and young marriage. Convinced I'd never be an Erdős or a Belkin, I sank into depression and despair. My wife told me to fix it or she'd leave, a refugee from our own marriage. Mathematics embraces the infinite. I was embraced by the infinite, lost in the numbers. Paul said that life eternal was to know God. Erdős said that mathematics was the surest way to immortality. Lost somewhere in the numbers of loss, I switched from Paul to Paul.